From NPR News in Washington, I'm Craig Windham. A blitz of bargains and pre-dawn store openings were apparently only modestly successful in coaxing consumers to spend more on the day after Thanksgiving. Preliminary sales data from the research firm ShopperTrack finds that sales were up only 0.5% compared to the same day last year. But ShopperTrack's Bill Martin says that's a good start compared to last year's dismal results.
I think if the consumers continue to watch for the specials and watch the things that are available by the retailers, is that we'll actually end up at about a 1.6% gain for the holiday season.
A firm that analyzes online sales said the average online shopper on Black Friday spent 35% more than the same day last year. Authorities in Russia are calling the bomb that caused a deadly train derailment last night the worst terrorist attack in that country in years. The blast forced a high-speed train heading from Moscow to St. Petersburg to jump the tracks, killing at least 26 people. The BBC's Richard Galpin has more.
The head of the Federal Security Service, or FSB, Alexander Bortnikov, said it was a homemade bomb containing the equivalent of 7 kilograms of high explosive. Earlier, investigators at the scene of the crash were reported to have found parts of a bomb and a crater by the tracks. Almost 24 hours after the incident, officials still say 18 people are missing. Many of the injured are in a serious condition and have been taken to hospitals in the capital or St. Petersburg.
The BBC's Richard Galpin reporting. A major international conference on Afghanistan will be held in London at the end of January. The goal is to set conditions for a gradual transfer of security responsibilities to Afghan government officials and open the way for a withdrawal of NATO troops. Larry Miller has more from London.
British Prime Minister Gordon Brown says President Karzai will be told to supply 50,000 troops for training over the next year, boost the police force, and recruit regional and district governors who are not corrupt and can deliver vital services to the Afghan people. He wants milestones set and met. Brown said the UN Secretary General will be at the conference, along with representatives of the 43 nations connected to the NATO-led force. Brown also said he wants the conference to agree a timetable for the withdrawal of British troops. The Afghan war is becoming increasingly unpopular in Britain, and Brown faces re-election early next year. For NPR News, I'm Larry Miller in London.
The sound of American troops in Afghanistan chatting with local children is part of an effort to improve resistance to the Taliban. Lieutenant Colonel Tom Jukason says he and his troops are trying to build trust.
If they feel it's safe enough and action is being taken, then we will receive reports from locals on nefarious and enemy activity.
Jukason says the more trust, the more reliable those reports will be to U.S. troops. This is NPR News from Washington. Architects, painters, filmmakers, and other artists have been hard hit by the economic recession. Findings of a new survey provide a glimpse of just how hard and how they're adapting. NPR's Elizabeth Blair has the story.
The study pretty much confirms some well-known attributes of creative careers. Artists don't make a lot of money, most of them need to hold down other jobs to make ends meet, and they don't have adequate health insurance. But they are very resourceful. Among the findings, 18% of the respondents said their incomes had dropped by half or more, and 37% said grants they receive are smaller. The survey was commissioned by a nonprofit called Leveraging Investments in Creativity. It was funded in part by the Ford Foundation and the National Endowment for the Arts. More than 5,300 artists responded to the survey, which was conducted for 2 months last summer. The survey found that morale is still strong. 75% said this is an inspiring time to be an artist. Elizabeth Blair, NPR News, Washington.
An agent for golfer Tiger Woods called the Florida Highway Patrol today as state troopers were on their way to Woods' home, and he asked them to wait another day before speaking to Woods about his SUV crash yesterday. Woods was injured when he slammed his Cadillac SUV into a fire hydrant and a tree after backing out of his driveway at about 2:30 in the morning. A police spokeswoman said Woods is not required by law to speak to the troopers because the incident is being investigated as a traffic accident. Police arriving at the scene found Woods with some facial cuts, lying in the street, semi-conscious, with his wife nearby. Woods is slated to host a golf tournament in California next week. I'm Craig Windham, NPR News in Washington.